This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today is Kevin's birthday.
It is, really, it is Kevin's birthday.
Who has, let's be honest, has aged like a U.S. president while he has been with the Cleveland Browns. Call it what it is, friend.
I was just reading Cleveland Magazine had all the Cleveland celebs in their favorite golf holes.
Wait a minute. Are you 43?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Do you color your hair? Let's be honest.
No.
Here. You
no.
don't color your
hair? I saw a gray one popping
guys,
out on the side the other
guys,
day.
We got You're 43. He just turned 43. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Kev. And then we got you. You're going to turn 44.
Yes.
Okay, so you're a year older. You're going to turn 44 on June 13th. Same birthday as the Axeman. Put your grays side by side with his grays. He has aged like a U.S. president. He's always had a little salt and pepper in the beard.
Yeah, I guess what we don't know is, was he dyeing his hair when he first came in, and you just kind of lose interest in doing it over time. You can't get to it as much because some guys go gray very early, very, very early.
I say this, you guys, I know a lot of you guys roll your eyes, and we're going to get back to the Cavs here in a second. We got Ryan Rucco joining us. I'm happy to have Andrew at 9:15. I do like both those guys. I hate when they're bad. I hate that they're bad. I have to call it like it is with the draft picks. The draft picks haven't been that good. I have to call it like it is with some of the faith in the drafting in the past and some of the things about leading the team. I do like Kevin. I do like Andrew. I do wish him a sincere happy birthday. Kevin's a good dude. It always ends bad, and it's going to end bad because that's how it goes in the NFL. And they know that. They're not stupid, but I do wish him a happy birthday. But, boy, he has certainly gotten grayer from the original.
It has been
press conference.
Is he entering year six?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you,
you can hear me typing right now.
A Browns organization and coach being around for 6 years.
Yeah.
If you would have told me that at the beginning, now to be fair, I would have said, "Oh, that means we've been AFC Championship games or whatever." Normally, that's what it takes to sustain a job, you know, in the NFL. Not a lot of guys can hang on. You know, in that capacity. Jason Garrett, he was around a long time and didn't get... Did he ever get to the NFC Championship
game? It's not as bad as I thought it was, but it's still not that good. And Jason Garrett, I thought he did.
He did get to one?
I thought he got to an NFC title game.
Well, against the Packers, maybe?
Yeah.
But 6 years is a long time for any, not just the Browns. In the NFL, the way that league works, you don't get a lot of that anymore.
I think it's you know, people go, what's successful? You're a head coach in the NFL for 6 years. That's a pretty decent run.
In one spot, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent run. Ryan Rucco joining us at 9:22 this morning, ESPN. He's going to be on the call game 3 tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Cavaliers, Pacers. Did the NBA admit that the refs lost the game, not the Cavs? 216-474-0092.
This is a great question.
Is this a way to wrap your mind around what happened in game two?
Yeah, so it's a great
question. Two-minute report came out. Explain the two-minute report to everybody.
The only reason I say it's a great question, not just because you asked it, Ken, you ask a slew of great questions.
I do.
Is because after game one,
I'm not a good answer.
I took people to task for saying or acting like the refs were the reason we lost the game. And then I feel bad. Nick in the afternoon was like, I didn't say it was one of my top five reasons they lost the game. And we're done. Save it. We don't need to do the power rank music again and do that again for game two. But I do apologize because I felt in listening to their show and others that people were blaming the refs for the loss in game one. Well, game two, now you got a case, right? You got a case to blame the refs because they came out with a two-minute.
Yeah.
And they literally said those 5 points that the Pacers were able to get shouldn't have counted. They wouldn't have counted. The one would have been a jump ball at midcourt. The one where there was the Neesmith dunk, I believe it was. They said that should have been a jump ball because of the lane violations.
Yeah.
Now, it is hard. There are lane violations on like 80% of free throws, and it's not enforced, and no one seems to care. And furthermore, if you were at the YMCA, there used to be a good 4-on-4 league that I played in, and there, I don't think there were free throws. But if there were free throws,
you didn't play no blood, no foul?
No, I'm saying there were refs. There were refs involved. So
you had refs in a YMCA?
Oh, yeah. It was a good league. But lane violations, if somebody calls a lane violation in a league where you'd have free throws, what would you say? You'd be like, really? You're calling a lane violation?
Yeah, I would do that, yeah.
You know, same thing with 3 seconds. You got to call 3 seconds?
I was almost thrown out as a coach in church league basketball years ago. Long story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a foul in the last 2 seconds, right? But if any of these calls had gone the Cavs way, they would have won the game. They 100% would have won the game. But I don't think that absolves all the different mistakes that they made. Because think about how many mistakes in the final minute, and really the last 5 minutes of the game, that the Cavs had to make to lose that game. So that's why I'm still going with, no, the referees did not cost the Cavs the win. They didn't help. They certainly didn't help.
I don't think anybody's going to call up and say it, that they think that the refs lost the game.
Oh, I think there will be.
No, I don't. Because
all right, 216-474-0092.
Prove me wrong. This fan base has been very angry with the Cavs over the last 36 hours. Rightfully so. And I don't think they want to hear anything. Like Nick had said something yesterday about it being a loser mentality of the Cavs not being owed anything in the play. Do we have this clip? Go ahead, play this.
The loser mentality is clinging to the why. What? Why, God? Why? Get your head out of your ass. It's the NBA playoffs. It's hard to win in the NBA playoffs, right? You don't win every game, all right? The Cavs are not entitled to winning a damn thing, and they've got to learn that just as much as we do. But LeBron James isn't walking through that door. And this, it might not be the year for this team to go where we want them to. And that sucks. But just this overreaction of no excuses. Yes, excuses! If Indiana was without...
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
three of their six best players. Take Miles Turner off. Take what's the dumb kids? Mathurin's and take Nembhard off. They're getting blown out every one of these games by 30 points. So it sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It sucked. It was unbearable to watch that game leak the way it did. But to then take it any farther than that, guys, you're two games down. Teams do this all the time.
You should feel entitled to win these games. You won 64 games. That's not a loser mentality. That's holding them to a standard. You won 64 regular season games. You should hold them to the standard. You blew the game. You were up 20 in the game. I don't care for how long you're up 20 in the game. Making excuses, I'm not trying to call Nick a loser here. That's a loser mentality. Me making excuses is a loser mentality.
I literally just texted Nick. I said, hey, just so you know, I apologized. And then you I'm not trying to call him a loser.
No, if I thought Nick was a loser, I'd just come out and say Nick's a loser. Nick's not a loser. But sitting there thinking that you can make excuses for a 64-win basketball team, that's a loser mentality. When you're up 20 in that game, I can look at the entire series and say, hey, you had Evan Mobley out. You had Darius Garland out. It wasn't going to go your way. You're up 20 in a game and you lose that game. I don't want to hear none about no injuries. I don't want to hear none about any of that other stuff. And I don't want to hear a damn thing about refs. They were inconsistent on both ends on Tuesday night. I didn't think that we got jobbed any more than the Indiana Pacers got jobbed. I thought it was both inconsistent. The only issue I have with the playoffs, because you asked me about, Ken, do you like the physical playoffs now? The only issue I have is that late in these games, they do seem to be making it up as they go. Because this stuff in the regular season and in past postseasons, I don't know if a lane violation would have been called, but a lot of the other stuff would have been called. The trying to find a flagrant over the elbow of Donovan Mitchell, I thought was a little bit crazy there, and I'm glad that the refs didn't do that.
Yeah, people wanted a flagrant.
I'm glad that they didn't call it on Donovan in the landing zone, which they very well could have. So it is becoming a wrestling match, but it does seem to be inconsistent, not uneven. But no, there's no excuses for being up 20 and losing a game in the playoffs, for Christ's sake. This isn't Lima's old YMCA league. They're professional basketball players. 216-474-0092. Mike in Cleveland. Hello.
Mike.
Ken.
Hi.
Mama, how are you guys?
Hey. Yeah.
So, guys, we're all from the same basic demographic age range. We came up in a time playing sports where you didn't really ever blame the refs for a game. But in today's age, the technology's evolved. The NFL's done a great job at getting a lot more calls right. These things affect outcomes, and with sports gambling and everything that's on the line now, they got to do better. They're atrocious misses. They do affect the impact, and they do affect and impact the outcome of the game.
Well, this is what plays into it. No, you're right. This is what plays into it. This is why I just like that the NFL, they basically ignore you. They basically say, yeah, I know, whatever, we don't care. Because I don't have to sit there and talk about it 36 hours, and thank you for the call, Mike, 36 hours later. So yeah, the NFL knows they have to do better. Major League Baseball knows they have to do better. But they don't want to put, especially the NFL, Major League Baseball, they do things during the offseason and try to figure it out. The NFL, I don't think, does its best to put a white-hot spotlight on it. Your calls are different because you've decided to, as a league, let a lot of stuff go. Don't tell me that's not an edict from the league office.
Well, remember,
I'm seeing guys basically put each other in Boston crabs out there, and nothing's being called.
Yeah, Kenny, part of it is some legendary, very, let's just say, confusing officiating during Lakers. I remember the one against Sacramento Kings, an all-timer
where
we found out later, like, yeah, the referee, I think Donaghy was involved. So he was on the take. But when it comes, by the way, friend of the show, if had him on, we'll have him on again. Probably should have had him on after that.
I don't know if we should call him a friend of the show.
Oh, he is a great friend of the show. His insight is always appreciated on this show. Somebody that could talk like a referee, but, you know, still be a friend with the gangsters.
So what are you saying?
So
we had Michael Francis on the podcast before.
Right. That's right. I will say the caller says, we got to get better. So I could tell you that every sport has revolutionized their oversight over officiating. They have so many more hours devoted to getting better, to making sure that the referees are educated on everything. They take it more seriously than ever before because of the gambling.
Obviously,
Football,
yes.
What was the biggest joke you'd always hear about football officials like 20 years ago? Not a full-time job. These guys have other jobs. All right, now they've made it. They've made it a full-time job in the NFL. and they weed out bad officials. You just don't really hear about it. They don't want to publicize it, but they get rid of them. I just think these leagues are impossible to officiate. There was a dunk last night in the Knicks-Celtics game where it was, and they end up calling it a charge. And I'm like, a charge? What? Like, the defensive player just gave up and just stood tall and took a charge, like, last second. How is that? How is he not entitled to just go after the basket?
Really,
so it's just impossible.
Shouldn't
I think
make
it's impossible.
These changes, you really shouldn't. If you want legitimacy all the way through or consistency, you don't want to make these changes from regular season to postseason. You make changes during the off season so they can practice it, so they can understand it, to study it, to understand what they're going to do. But I'm just going from last night's game. I do believe there are situations where human error plays into it, and you can blame the refs. You were up 20 points in the game. You're up by 7 with 40 seconds left, for crying out loud. 47 seconds left, for crying out loud. No, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for the guys on the bench that they were injured. They were injured. That's not an excuse, because you were up by so much in that game. It was yours there for the taking, and y'all stood there and waited around for Donovan Mitchell, who they knew that was getting the ball. They all waited around for Donovan Mitchell to make a play. Four guys were scared stiff to win that basketball game the other night. That is not an excuse.
Should the game have been held under protest?
It is not
by the Cavs.
An AAU travel basketball team, the Shooting Stars from Mayfield or whatever it is. Yeah, you know what? That's an excuse. They're kids. They're a little bit nervous about that. Not for grown men. No.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.